Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mirehte Hiram.
زمین پر مدینے کی نیکی نیکی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا ان دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا یہ دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی سبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعارات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم شفاعت
عزم محمد كي بي هو نصيب دعاء 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 رات دنيا بيك التهرم مدينة مهل سال حاضري خدا سے یہ فل یاد کرتے ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فل یاد کرتے ہم پتے ساکینہ نے مدینہ مجھے نہ بولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم پتے ساکینہ نے مدینہ مجھے بولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جائے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جائے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد just then give a brief translation of this very very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi Nawar Allah Marqadam. We cannot understand the deep in-depth love Hazrat is explaining here with regard to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. And this was a poem Hazrat wrote on the request of Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Sahib Bulandshahri Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was living in Medina Sharif, and he requested Hazrat to write a few couplets with regard to those people living in Medina Sharif. And then Hazrat penned down this very beautiful poem in which he shows that how much love we should have for Medina Sharif. Actually, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on which basis Medina Sharif has got its honor, and the whole world gets its honor through Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat mentions here so beautifully, Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rehte ham, that those people who are living in Medina Sharif, they are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just that alone can tell you what is their honor, how valuable these people are, and what a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they have been bestowed with, that they are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That is the place where the greatest rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending. At this moment, more than about upon Kaaba Sharif also, more than upon the Arsh of Allah, upon where Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. So there as we have learned from our honorable illustrious elders, that a person who is blessed to stay in Madina Sharif and to visit Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one very easy way and most important way to benefit is that we should make dua that Ya Allah, out of your kindness you have brought me here. And this is that special Mubarak place where your special rahmats are descending in torrents, in flood waters upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah, if you have brought me so close, then let the splashes of the special rahmat splash on me also. And just if that one iota of that splash of the rahmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam can splash on me, all of us, then our whole life is made. Our journey to akhirat is made. But like Hazrat has explained so beautifully, that if a person goes to the Niagara Falls, for example, from a distance, the water is cutting downward force. You can feel the splashes of the water. The closer you go, they give you a raincoat that you'll get wet. And so Hazrat explained that if a person goes to Madina Sharif, if more than the Niagara Falls also, what much more force than that, Allah's akhassul akhass, very special mercies of Allah are descending. But if a person goes there and we don't get the mercy of Allah, that is, we go without a beard, we come back without a beard, or we go without sunnat lifestyle, we come back without sunnat lifestyle, or even worse, that here we go, we had some sunnat lifestyle in our life, and there we go and we see people are engaged in taking snaps and photos, and we also get caught up, then the reason for this is, when you go to the Niagara Falls, in order not to get wet, you have to wear a raincoat. Here, in order to get the special mercies of Allah, we have to take off our raincoats. And what raincoats? Hazrat explained that the raincoats of sin, that is the disobedience of Allah. We have to beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, please forgive me and bless me with their special mercies. And in a split moment, we have seen how many people have changed their lives and become great awliya Allah. So Hazrat is explaining what a great honor this is to be present in Madina Sharif. And as we have learned from our elders, that a person can spend as much as wealth as he wants in the world, just to be present one moment in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more valuable than the whole world and whatever it contains. And then what can be said of those honorable people, fortunate people that are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat says this is such a great honor that zami par madine ki rehte hum falak par magar naaz karte hain. That on earth, we are so to say living on earth, but where on earth we are living? The most blessed land, the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak presence in Madina Sharif, that whole area has become so blessed, so Mubarak, that we so to say boast to the heavens, that the Malaika also envy us, that where are you people are so fortunate. You all are staying in the close proximity of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to say, both in the sense of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, as Hazrat explains further, that it is only Allah's special kindness, whoever Allah ta'ala allows to come to the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Hazrat explains, what is this great honor? Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf. Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rehte hain hum. That the people of Madina Sharif, so to say, they can boast in shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whichever person, especially now, it's the time of Hajj, people are going for Hajj, but they won't forget the ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has blessed us with Kaaba Sharif. Allah has blessed us with this Mubarak gathering. Allah has blessed us with his recognition. If it was not for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our object and purpose is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But without Muhammadur Rasulullah, we can never ever get Allah. And very important to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala himself mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That to get the love of Allah, we have to have the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how will we get the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or if we think we got the love of Allah, then Allah ta'ala has put down the criteria. Not just according to my understanding, I think I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, we all love Allah Ta'ala. But we have to judge our criteria according to what Allah Ta'ala has set out. That we should see how much we are following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much we become conscious of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we have been taught and learned that Normally, we think I'm practicing sunnat, I just wear sunnat libas, I got a sunnat beard, I think I'm practicing on sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there are deeper sunnat, that to purify our hearts every night before we go and sleep, that we don't think low of anybody, we don't look down upon, which is a great disease in my heart, we all should check for ourselves, that any person just pass us, and we pass in judgment. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, this is my sunnah. If you can clear your heart at night from all type of malice, hatred, jealousy, looking down upon anybody, then what a life that person can have. And many other sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we don't realize. In fact, to do anything which is contrary to sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's like we in bidat, we in an opposite lifestyle. So very, very important is that if we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to inculcate the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the easy way is to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in another poem, our Dada Shaykh has mentioned so beautifully, Shart-e-tawheed-e kamil yahi hai. That what is the condition that a person have perfect tawheed in the oneness of Allah in his heart? That he must have the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his blood and in his body. In other words, every drop of blood should be flowing with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will gain us the love of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father Hazrat mentions, karam hai ye malik ka e dosto madine ki basti mein baste hum. When a person realizes this, and Allah gives the great honor to be present in Medina Sharif and to be living there, then as we have mentioned, we won't be boasting that I deserve to be here, and I live in Medina Sharif. Karam hai Malik. It is only Allah Ta'ala, Allah who is the owner of the whole world. Allah Ta'ala who is our owner. Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's special mercy that Allah allows me to live in Medina Sharif. Allah gives me the opportunity to go to Medina Sharif. This is the very, very, very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not deserving it in the least, but we are not worthy of it in the least, but as Hazrat explains further in front, that's why a person should realize that even a split moment in Medina Sharif, we should be conscious of this. That this is a very special moment and a very, very, very precious moment, and only through the kindness of Allah. So a person should be conscious that we shouldn't be wasting our time there. It shouldn't be that a person is right at the doorstep of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we're living in unmindfulness. We don't practice the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're more worried of all the outside things, politics, sports, etc. Then we are very far from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat explains further, inshallah, Hazrat says, "Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein safte ham." That every person thinks that I am a valuable person, that I've got some worth. Then Hazrat explains here how to judge what is your worth. That each person, you put your own price tag upon yourself. Hazrat says this is the height of stupidity. Like myself, somebody just gives you a little praise that you think, hey, I'm so great. That has got no value. And to put a tag on yourself, that is more stupid. And other people just praising you and you put a price tag and think I'm very valuable, Hazrat says, no, that is not the sign of your value. Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. How much connection you got with Madina Sharif. And not that you just, today it's easy. In the early days to go to Madina Sharif was great mujahada. The traveling, the getting all the arrangements, etc. So with that mujahada they used to go. When they came there, they valued the opportunity. Today it's quite easy. Allah Ta'ala has given affluence. Allah made it quite easy. A person gets his passport, gets his visas, everything. The mujahada of today is when you act in Madina Sharif to be conscious that where I am and to be focused that I am at Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to have that connection with Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the lifestyle of Nabiya Kareem, Siya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala save us. If we just go out of the boundary of the Haram Sharif and you go into the other streets, and sometimes you forget where are we? Are we in Madina Sharif or where are we? And today with the shopping centers around also, a person comes out of the Haram and spending his time more there than a person forgets, then that is not our value. We can be going over and over to Madina Sharif, but if we are not connected to the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sawasam, Hakikat mein sastay hum. Then we got no value. And in reality, what value have we got when Allah created us from a droplet of dirty, filthy fluid? Allah Ta'ala has made us from water and sand. But yet Allah Ta'ala said that the filth and dirt of yours can become most valuable if you follow my Habib, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How valuable it will come. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will make you His beloved. Allahu Akbar. Or agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, asma mera. If Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. Wo maliki do jaha jis dil mein aaye, maze do jan, dono jaha se bar ke paaye. When you get the love of Allah, and Allah comes in the heart, the enjoyment and ecstasy that person gets, he can't explain to the world. So then a person, when you get this longing and you realize this valuable moment, now your heart from your heart it comes out, Madina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Khuda se ye dua bhi ye karte hum, that Allah allowed us to come to Madina Sharif. Oh Allah, where you brought us, the greatest place in the world, where presently it is even greater than being in Jannah, because Nabi Kareem Sa'asim is here. So Allah, you brought me here, I don't want to go back home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let me pass away here in Madina Sharif. But as we have learned from our elders, that most important is that we beg Allah to grant us a life in which Allah is pleased with us. And when Allah is pleased with us, wherever we are in the world and Allah is happy, Allah takes our life there with kamil iman. In that condition, Allah will transfer our bodies to Madina, Sharif. And it shouldn't be the opposite, that we write in Madina Sharif, but we are not following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sawasam. Allah is not happy with us. Allah save me, all of us. Then from there you can pass away. Where your body will be transferred, where? So very, very important is, we should desire that we want to pass away in Madina, away in Madina Sharif. But most important is that it must be in the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy with me. So wherever I pass away and Allah is happy with me, that's the best moment of my life. Ye na laiko par hai Rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte hum. Again, Hazrat reminds us that a person should all the time keep the specter in his mind, that it is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness that Allah Ta'ala allows us to stay in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sawasam. Or Allah Ta'ala allows us to make ziyarat of Nabi Kareem Sawasam. And not only that, the ziyarat of the pious servant, Mubarak majalis like this, to enter any house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we are not worthy of it in the least, but it is only Allah Ta'ala's special kindness. And how Allah Ta'ala has made it that every person, like so beautifully Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned and explained, that a person who thinks he is not like, I'm worthy of nothing. And many people say, I'm not like, where am I going to get the high stages of the pious servant? Hazrat says, very simple. If you not like and you want to become amongst the pious, then life ke saath raho. Just go in the majlis of those that are worthy and those special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so beautifully Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi explained, and he says, for example, in the garden, the thorns are complaining that, oh Allah, you made us thorns, and nobody likes thorns. Even the housewife is going to tell the gardener, they take out these thorns, I don't want this from my garden. So you made us thorns, we're going to be thrown in the dump. So to say, Allah Ta'ala told the thorns that, oh my thorns, I made you thorns, but if you do me one favor, you'll be very honorable. So to say, they asked, oh Allah, what should we do? Allah Ta'ala said that, oh thorns, if you love in the company of my roses, you'll become very valuable. Now no housewife will say that cut out that thorn, because now you're in the company of the rose. As the rose is sold for 20 ren, your price also will be 20 ren. But further he explains also that thorn that is in the garden, even if it stays in the company of the roses for 1,000 years, it will still remain a thorn. But a thorn like myself, human thorn, if we come in the company of the roses, the special friends of Allah, and open our hearts and beg Allah that, oh Allah, that nur of iman, taqwa, that consciousness, kafiyat-e-ihsan, and that love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and your love that is in that heart, let it penetrate my heart, then that human thorn in a short while will become a rose. And he'll change others into roses. And we see this happening. So a person, where can be the greatest majlis in the world is by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we go to Medina Sharif, we are taught that a person should make niyat that, now Allah, you brought me to the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An unworthy person like me, let that special noor and tawajjuh of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fall upon my heart also. Then what that person will become? Shafaat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb. Dua raat din bhi ye karte hum. And a person, as you get the closeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Allah, you'll realize I'm worth nothing. All I need tomorrow to be saved and get the mercy of Allah, we need the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we beg and we ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. When we are there, we should be reading our kalima shahadat and asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please, I acknowledge you have passed on your message. You have done such a great mujahada in the world that is impossible how you transform the world. Oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that day of Qiyamah, please don't forget me. I need your intercession. And day and night a person will be crying and begging for the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus a person will achieve by one simple sunnah, reading the dua, replying to azan, reading the dua after azan, the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes wajib. And then following other sunnahs, how much more? Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, to be conscious. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہم. Then Hazrat teach us a beautiful lesson here, that we should beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant us that every year we be present in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that our iman can be boosted in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Allah takes us through the world to spread the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to know the true reality of being present in Medina Sharif, that we get the special nur of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the focus of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says that pase e sakinani Medine mujhe na bhulo guzarish ye karte hum, that oh, those people that are loving in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all those people that are traveling to Medina Sharif, I humbly request you, please don't forget me. Pass my salams to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is very important that we learn from our elders, that even if you in Medina Sharif, you coming out of Masjid and Nabawi, but whoever you meet, tell them also, please pass my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because you don't know whose salams is accepted. And if your name is taken by them, and it's accepted by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar. And whoever salams is passed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah just taught us so beautifully, that just think, that this most unworthy servant, salams going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is becoming happy and replying to me, to my salams, Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine what a great honor this is. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat has taught us also so beautifully that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to love in Medina Sharif, and when the friends, that is the murids of Hazrat, used to write their letters, and if they don't write that Hazrat please pass my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat used to get angry that what is your connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all the time we should be conscious, especially now Hajis are going for Hajj. We shouldn't forget to remind them and ask them, please pass my salams to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat finally mentions, "Ae akhtar, mere qalb wa jahe waha, Madina se go dur rehte hain." Hazrat is teaching us what is the sign of Iman. That, oh, Hazrat addressing himself, but a lesson for me and all of us to learn, that although my heart and soul is attached to Madina Sharif, that I am close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and although I am very far away, bodily I am very far away, but my heart and my soul is totally attached to Medina Sharif. That is every moment Hazrat's beautiful dua and beautiful lesson. Jis fida mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, hamesha mera taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paband rahe, ki paband rahe, ki paband rahe. That, oh Allah, wherever I may be in the world, I may be flying from place to place, wherever, but oh Allah, give me that life that my taqwa remains intact. That my connection with you doesn't break. And how will that be? That I remain firm on the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sawasam. We shouldn't suffer from any inferiority complex and think it's a modern time. We can't follow sunnahs. No, the main, most important way of success and the only way of success, and the road to Allah Ta'ala is the sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah grant us the true love of Nabi Kareem.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولان العظيم. This first kitab we read are the questions that were sent to Hazrat and his answer for our tarbiyah, for to correct our spiritual life. The letter that we were reading, further he writes, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Wala ki mawaiz par kar bad nazri ki aadat to chhoot gayi. He says that Alhamdulillah, by reading your kitabs, and we also all should make a habit to read Hazrat's kitabs regularly, it will help us tremendously. Many are translated into English, and even the CDs are available, we can listen to it also. So he says by reading your kitabs, the habit of looking at other strange human, I've left it completely. I don't look at others. Saal bhar se zaid ho gaya. It's more than a year now that Allah has given me tawfiq that I don't cast evil glances at other women. Agar nazar parti bhi hai, to foran hata leta hoon. And sometimes it happens that accidentally the gaze falls. But he says, immediately I remove my gaze again. Khawateen ko dekhne ko dil bhi nahi chahta. He says, now my condition has come that I don't even have the desire of looking at other women. Bachpan se hi khawateen se dur rehta hoon. And he says, from childhood that I stay away from a woman. 11 saal ki umar se baat karna tark kar di hai. And when I was 11, from that time already, I stopped speaking to those women that it is not permissible to speak to. Even cousins, etc., neighbors, etc., even them. jawab, Hazrat says, MashaAllah, bahut dil khush hua. Very good. You have made me very happy. And this is the Ahlullah. That when their happiness is how much Allah's commandments are followed, and we stay away from breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Really, this is what makes them very, very happy. Further he writes, Isliye khandani mehfilon mein shaz aur nadir hi jata hoon. Therefore, for social gatherings of the family, very seldom, now and then only I go. Like weddings, walimas, Quran Sharif, khatams, all these types. Lekin Hazrat phir bhi dimaag mein ghande khayalat aate hain. But he says, still, in spite of all this, evil thoughts come to my mind. Hazrat says, lesson, very important for all of us. We should pay heed to this. Jahan aurto mardo ka makhloot ijtima ho. Wherever there is a mixed gathering, man and woman together. Ya camera se photo kashi, ya TV, gharas koi bhi nafarmani ho rahi ho. Or if they are taking photos with cameras, or there is TV, etc. In other words, any disobedience of Allah, if it's taking place there, aisi majlis mein shaz aur nadir bhi shirkat jaiz nahi. In such gatherings, now and then, the beast is also not permissible to be present there. Wherever there is haram taking place, to be present there, it is not permissible at all. Today we feel that we have to consider the family, that we have to be polite, we have to be kind. We should think first, we have to be polite to Allah, and we have to be kind to Allah, His commandments, that is the most important. We break, you're the family people, or the community, the society, what can they do for you? Everything is in the hands of Allah. We should do it, we should fear Allah, not these. In fact, Hazrat sent out at one time a letter to all his khulafa, that any of my khalifas who take part in any of this kind of gatherings, then immediately the khilafat is cancelled. It is on their own, the khilafat is cancelled if they take part in such types of gatherings, where there are mixed gatherings, where music is taking place, whether it be nasheeds with music, whether it be qawwali, whatever. And also where photos are being taken, etc. About the other part he writes that I evil thoughts come to me. Khyalat aana bura nahi, lana bura hai. For evil thoughts to come to a person is not bad. To bring evil thoughts, that is bad. Or evil thoughts came to a person, you weren't thinking, till then you are not responsible. Now you realize, what am I thinking about? Whether it is in namaz or out of namaz, which is haram, it's haram. In namaz it is worse. Making tilawat it is worse. Now that we realize that I'm thinking of this evil, now to still entertain the thoughts, now they become haram. Till then they were not haram. When they came of their own, you didn't bring them. When you become conscious. And if a person intentionally brings evil thoughts, then that is haram all the time. Or in mein majghool hona bura hai. Now to engage oneself in these thoughts, that is bad. Hazrat Ahkar bad kismati se apne khala zaad ki ishq mein mubtala ho gaya hai. He says that, Hazrat, unfortunately, I am now caught up in the love of my cousin, my khala's daughter. My mother's sister's daughter, my khala's daughter. Halanki main na usse baat karta hoon, na dekhta hoon. When in fact, I don't even talk to her and I don't even look at her. But just this, love has come in my heart. Nazar par dekhta hoon. Nazar parti hai, to fauran hata leta hoon. Perhaps sometimes if my eyes fall on her, then I take it away immediately. Family, they meet her also. But if my eyes fall on her, I put away my eyes. Jawab, Hazrat writes, Ye kaafi nahi, this is not sufficient. Ye aapne kaise keh diya ke dekhta nahi ho. How did you write and say that I don't look at her? And this is what the mashayikh are. They will catch us out on that small, small point. Where, and then we will realize that I thought I'm clear. But now I realize that I'm not clear. Jisko aap samajh rahe hain ke nazar par jati hai, to par hai, to par hai, to parti nahi hai, nafs nazar dalta hai. This which you think that accidentally my eyes fall on her, or on any other woman, Hazrat says, this is not the case. It doesn't fall, you are making, intentionally you are casting your eyes on her. And this is, to realize this is very difficult. A person doesn't usually want to accept also. Aur aapko dhoke mein rakhta hai, and your nafs keeps you in a deception. That you feel that I just fell on her. But it is that you did want to look. And if your person analyzes it, he will see that why was he standing in a certain place, why did he walk past a certain door, etc. Then he will realize, actually, inside the nafs was telling him that go there, and like you are saying, not intentional, but it's very, very intentional that you are casting your gaze. और आप में और आपको धोखे में रखता है कि तुम देखते नहीं हो. दूसरे नफ्स अंदर अंदर खुश होता है. And the nafs takes the pleasure. Like one of our friends, his wife told him that you're massaging your nafs. You're making your nafs happy. Like for example, a person tells himself that I'm the worst, I'm nothing absolutely. So nafs get happy now, I'm nothing. But actually it's not the case. You still think that I'm a very great person. And all this easily comes out when somebody doesn't make salam to you, doesn't give you attention, etc. Then you will be able to make out whether your nafs is really dead or whether it's still very much alive. Dusre nafs andar andar khush hota hai, ki wo tumhe dekh rahi hai. And this also you thinking she's looking at you also. That also nafs makes you happy. That you are just passing by there, and she must be looking at me also. But na mehramo se shar'i parda kare. Shar'i proper parda is required from all those women that we have to make parda from. Isiliye paida hua ke shar'i parda ka ehtimam nahi. This love which you say has developed in your heart, it is just because of this that there isn't shar'i parda, proper parda. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to try and understand this, make our islah, and if a person lives like this, he lives a very, very happy life, a very clear life. And the more we get involved in guna, tawbah we make, gunas are forgiven also, but it still haunts a person all the time. And that person can never be equal to that person who never committed a sin. One person, when quite a few people, about 300 people went to Baytul Muqaddas for i'tikaf last 10 days. So one friend of ours was saying, one person was sleeping next to them, but just like ordinary, talking, laughing, but he made out he's a very special person, and he was a professional, a doctor or architect or something, lot of Allah's ibadat, and very, very encrossed in Allah's ibadat. When they were returning from Tel Aviv airport, they wrote number 6 on the security, whatever, which is the highest level of security. Yani a complete check. And body scan also. All the clothes, the pockets, everything will be checked, and body scan also. So they all went through, and yeah, they didn't know. From there they flew to Addis Ababa. There he told them. So when his turn came, he turned to Allah. Now this is what we have to see. And he's a professional. He means he went to university and everything. He says, oh Allah, till today, never ever did I open my body in a wrong way to anyone. I protected myself. Now this time you protect me. So, and where? Israel's airport. So when he went on into the scanner, then malfunction. It's not working. So they told him, come out again. They fixed it up, they found the control room, fixed up everything. They fixed up everything again, come now, malfunction. So this is how Allah's help comes. But when we are also like that, then Allah's help also comes like that.
Then he went through, when he came to Addis Ababa, he couldn't contain himself. There he saw that his eyes were blood red. He was very, very concerned in that. His imani kafiyat, he couldn't control himself. And then he told them that this is what happened there. So Allah bless us with this. If a person has that taqwa, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has written, a person who has committed one sin also, it will haunt him. It will trouble him all the time. And this is when a person becomes conscious. Otherwise, as his family said, that devils also rush in where the angels dread to go. So when a person is not conscious, nothing means to anything to him. But otherwise, then all these things, a person becomes conscious of them. Allah give us all tawfiq to stay with taqwa. And Hazrat stresses so much on it. And it is so important. May we understand it and realize it, inshallah. We were reading that hadith, that bayan of 9 seconds. Three things in that. That is, when you stand for your salah, then make your namaz as though it is the last namaz of your life. Or make it in such a way that you have made wada. You took out everything from you. Your office, your house, your car, whatever it is, everything. And now you are solely in front of Allah Ta'ala. And don't talk such a thing that tomorrow you will be sorry about it on the day of Qiyamah. So this is also such a guna. If we think how many times we hurt the feelings of people, whether it was a customer, whether it was the sweeper in the shop, or whoever else it was, we just because he's working for us, we are paying him, and we just blurted out something. So a person who even becomes conscious of this, then that also worries him. And it comes in the hadith that if Allah has to take a person to task for a small thing also, he can be destroyed. And if Allah wants to forgive everything, Allah will forgive also. And the third, they don't have any hope of anything which is by somebody else. So Hazrat is explaining the next part, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. And do not speak such a word that tomorrow you will have to excuse yourself. Tomorrow could mean tomorrow also, that at night you told a lot of things to your wife, now tomorrow you have to go and ask her maaf. And now you have to tell her, I'm sorry, why I said all those things, it was wrong for me to say that. Or anyone else, your worker, whoever. Sometimes brothers, and you sometimes lose it, and then you blurt out so many things. So that also. وَهُوَ الْمَعْنَى بِقَوْلِهِ. And the same is brought out in another hadith, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. The beauty of a person's Islam is that he gives off لا يعني. He doesn't involve in unnecessary things. Whether it is words that he speaks, whether it is anything else, he doesn't go just for wasting his time, yeah, goes there, etc. All la yani. On your clothes, you put on something which is unnecessary, you just put it for to be fancy. So this brings out the beauty of Islam. And everyone likes beauty, and likes beauty in everything. So the beauty of Islam, though it is permissible you speak something, but that you give up all unnecessary things. To make somebody else happy, you speak, that is good. That you're making a person, but not with haram. Not a joke in which there is a lie. A joke in which you are belittling somebody else. You are making ghibat of somebody, not that. Permissible. But that also, if it is possible, you don't involve in that also. Doesn't mean, on the other hand, you become like a snob completely, don't talk at all. But we see our akabir, they talk also, and their jokes also are so academic jokes. Wow. And jokes of which are, there is a benefit in it. Not just a waste of time, some joke. But they take where there is a moral and a lesson. Aisa kalam mat karo, ke kal qiyamat ke din tumko nadamat ho. Don't speak of such a thing that tomorrow on the day of qiyamah you will be sorrowful. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person speaks one word and he doesn't pay attention to it. And he keeps on dropping into the fire of Jahannam. Like this, it is just words, but at least now, we winter season, and many places we see felt fires. So that red flames that are coming, think that I am thrown into that red flames. Then we will, and for just that one word you spoke, and it caused destruction. And Allah was displeased with it. You'll be dropping in the fire all the time. And what is the fire of Jahannam? Allah Ta'ala save us. La yani or ghair mufid baat kuchhor de. Give up all unnecessary talk. And Allah make us maaf. In the same thing comes all this tweaking, etc. And at the moment, everyone is so busy, he hasn't got time for anything else. And this is all the time. And like a person is talking, there is also chatting all the time. Different way of chatting. And we don't know where, who and who are landing themselves where and where. Allah give tawfiq to stay away from this. But this has become so common. Even if there isn't a subject, family groups, this friends groups, that friends groups. One way, just that it's the tweets, tweeting all the, and you have to tweet back. You can't restrain yourself. Mm. You also have to send a message. It's destroying the whole of mankind. Allah save us all. Mm. Before us, when we get together or something, and also like any of these things. And a person just haram things and what are kufr things. And a person also laughs it off. That laughing is also equal to kufr. So we have to be very, very careful. Allah save us all completely from all these things. The next Hazrat writes, وَأَجْمِعِ الْأَيَاسِ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. A commentary of this, the explanation, that put together all your losing hope. In other words, have completely no hope whatsoever what is in the hands of other people. Don't look at it, don't have any desire, any inclination what Allah has given to other people. Murad usse ye hai ki apni umeedon ko qata kar do aur tarke tama kar do. This is that all the hopes that you have, that this person will give me this, I must also have that, etc. And just give up all this greed which you have. Ay, qina'atan bil kifayati al muqaddarati bil qismati al muharrarati al muqarrarati. Yani, qana'at karna. Qana'at to be content. You must be content. Or kafi samajna. And think it is sufficient for me. Us cheez ko jo Allah ta'ala ne muqaddar. What Allah has in taqdeer. What has come your, be content with that. Or taqseem farmai hai, and which Allah has given, divided, given to various people. Be happy with that. Apni tahreer azali ke mutabik, that is, in taqdeer, what Allah has written for me, be content with that. It isn't haram that a person tries and upgrade himself, etc. But the highest stage is that a person doesn't worry about it. What Allah has put for me, I'm content. That is really a rich man. Al-ghina, ghina nafs, this person. And where a person always, our furniture must be also like those people's furniture. Our car must be like those people's car. This must, they going for holidays. Today, local holidays is a poor man's holiday. Mm. Today, you have to go Malaysia holiday, you have to go Turkey holiday, you have to go year holiday. So we also must make go for holidays like that. Or usi ka naam ghina, ghina-e qalbi hai. And this is called the richness of the heart, that you don't have this desire in the heart. Yani logo ke haaton mein jo kuch maal aur daulat hai, apne qalb ko usse mustaghni kar lena. Whatever other people have got, don't have any desire for that. Aur apne maula ki taqseem par razi rehna. And what Allah has destined for me, I'm happy with that. That is enough for me. May Allah give us tawfiq. This is the high level. High level. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, to be content. And that person really becomes content whose nazar is on akhirat. And we see in the lives of the Buzurgani Deen that what we, some Buzurgs, how many, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali also, to this extent that whenever they slept, they never stretched their legs. They say, yeah, we just a little bit rest, that your body finds its rest. Again, back into the ibadat of Allah. We'll stretch our legs in Jannah. There we will go and sleep, or in the qabr. There we will sleep. In Jannah we will sleep for enjoyment and pleasure. There won't be any that you have to sleep, otherwise your head will get sore or something. Your body will ache. No, there you will just sleep for pleasure. And how many buzurgs, whole life, they didn't stretch their legs. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, guide us, and help us. And this Perhaps we won't reach that level. If we do, alhamdulillah. But if we don't, at least that we don't think I'm very pious. At least that will go out of us, that I think that I'm a very pious person and I make so much ibadat when we think of those people. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, his house and the masjid were just a few steps. Toward the end of his life, he had become so weak that few steps he had to sit down twice in between to catch his breath again, to gain strength again. But he should make his nafils, and long. Their awabin used to be normally from Maghrib till close to Isha. But right through there, and he should stand and make it. Then his khadim should say, Hazrat, you can sit. He says, I feel ashamed that as a slave, I must sit in front of my master. How can I sit? I have to stand. And today, we small excuse, we sit on the chair. There is a reason, no problem. But for any reason, we're just sitting on the chair, making namaz, etc. And then also on the chair we sit, like enjoying reclining properly. So we should save ourselves. And how many of us, we are joining two namazes also? Which is not correct also. And we just join two, just for nafil. And Hazrat is to stand. And at least that we can get that what am I? We reach that stage that for nafal also a person stands and reads. And there are namazes, long, long namazes. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali or Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Hassan Rahmatullah Ali. In Taraweeh, the leg should swell up. And then he should say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this sunnat also. That you stand so long in namaz that your legs swell up. Today, if our legs have to swell, then we'll say, now it's too much. I think I have to take it easy now. Allah guide us, inshallah, give us that himmat, that courage. We are reading about Hazrat Luqman, where that wealthy person, like a king, gave him about 70 slices of that melon, which was so bitter, that when he ate one slice, he got sores on his body, on his tongue, blisters from the tip right till the back, and he fell unconscious for about an hour. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, khushi khushi, har kaash khate, aur sugar baja late. But on the other hand, Hazrat Luqman, every slice he ate it with so much of release and joy and making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Yahan tak ke 70 kaashe khane, till he ate 70 of them. Aur ek kaash baaki reh gayi, to us rais ne, achha, that we read already. Akhtar afallahu anhu arz karta hai ke mere murshid Hazrat Maulana Shah Phulpuri rahmat qaddasullah sirruhu apne majalis se rusht o hidayat mein is waqia ko aksar bare ehtimam se irshad farmaya karte the. He says that my sheikh, he should many times very much refer to this instance, the story of Luqman alayhi salam. اور آخری شعر مذکور کو بہت ہی لذت سے بار بار پڑھا کرتے تھے. And this last poem that was there, you should read that poem also with great release and enjoyment over and over, like something that is really enjoying. اور اس واقعہ کو بیان فرما کر حضرت والا رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ اس بات کی تعلیم و نصیحت فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ ہر لحظہ حق تعالی شانو کے بے شمار انعامات و احسانات بندوں پر ہو رہے ہیں. And then he should explain that every moment Allah's unlimited favors are just coming down on a person. As we are sitting here, Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine how many, that our eyes are in order, brains are in order, any one thing, we just feel a pimple somewhere, or just as we are sitting, a little pain in the back, we get worried. A pain on the side little bit, we get worried. Anything, it causes us distress, but everything is in order. The atmosphere is in order. If there is an air, what will happen? The ground is not moving, shaking. Allahu Akbar. How many things we cannot imagine. Allah Ta'ala, so many favors. Lekin agar koi waqia ya haditha kabhi bazaar takleef deh pesh a jata hai. But sometimes if something, just something goes wrong, little bit goes wrong, تو انسان ناشکرہ اور بے صبرہ ہو جاتا ہے. یعنی انسان immediately he complains now. Why this happened? How could this have happened to me? Why did it happen to me? Any small thing, Allah's ni'mats we are getting all the time and no shukr also. And those who make shukr also, very little shukr they make. And on the other hand, one little thing goes wrong, complain all the time. مگر جن بندوں کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے اپنے نیک اور مقبول بندوں کی فیض صحبت سے دین کی خوش فہمی عطا فرمائی ہے, those people who stayed in the company of the pious and righteous and they saw these qualities in them. From this quality we can understand, just by reading kitabs we won't get these things. That this year, just by reading and studying kitabs, it won't come. When you stay with these people and you see what they went through, and how many of them, what difficulties they went through, but how they tolerated. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, suffered from piles at one time. But he wouldn't take treatment. And this is also, we will say, is it haram to take treatment? They know the masalas better than what we know, but we will want to tell them. But he said that it has come from there and I feel ashamed to return it again. Somebody gave you a present and you return it again. And these people regarded these difficulties as a present. Yeah. That it came from there, how can I return it? One person, he got ill. So they told him, take treatment. He said, my doctor made me sick. Now what treatment must I take? Allah made me sick. Yeah. So these people, where they reached, this is, we not there. But just to get some idea for us, Allah put us there, it is His meherbani. Unka qalb saleem ranj o takleef ke halat mein bhi apne rab se razi rehta hai. Their heart which they have made, worked on their heart, that even in difficult and hard conditions, financial, health, other problems, but the heart is completely content with Allah Ta'ala. They say that we feel sorrowful and sad and remorseful, but our hearts, we are happy with Allah Ta'ala. اس وقت وہ بندے دین کی اس سمجھ سے کام لیتے ہیں. These people take work from this aspect of deen which they have understood, اور سوچتے ہیں کہ یہ دنیا شفا خانہ ہے. This دنیا, one example is like a hospital. اور ہم سب مریض ہیں. And we are all the patients in this hospital. طبیب کبھی مریض کو حلوہ بادام کھلاتا ہے. And sometimes the doctor will give you حلوہ of بادام. Badam halwa, so nice, delicious for your treatment. You need this, you eat this. Or kabhi charaita wa gule neeb, jaise talkh dawaein pilata hai. And sometimes very bitter medicine also he will give you. Sometimes he will give you a sweet medicine and sometimes he will give you, but both are good for you. Both you need. Aur dono halaton mein mareez hi ka nafa hai. In both cases is the benefit of the patient. اسی طرح حق تعالی حکیم بھی ہے, حاکم بھی ہے اور رحیم بھی ہے. In the same way اللہ تعالی is حکیم also. That اللہ تعالی knows, اللہ is حاکم. That he orders it and you got no choice. Allah save us all. If a person has to have some liver problem now, kidney problem, heart, Allah protect us all. But Allah will put it. You can't stop Allah. And he knows why he puts it also. And for us it is, we have to accept it. That is to reach that stage. Or Allah is Rahim also. Bas hamare upar taqdeer ilahi se jo halat bhi aate rehte hain, and whatever conditions come to us from Allah Ta'ala's system, kha rahat ke ho ya takleef ke, whether it is of enjoyment and comfort or whether it is of hardship, har hal mein hamari hi nafa hai. In all cases, it is just our benefit. But to have that understanding, and then at that time, to be able to take it in that way. That is what we have to be working for, and what we have to be going for. We lost our job. That also is from Allah's side. Whatever, Allah save us all, we met up with an accident. That's also from Allah's side. Allah protect us all. Whatever our condition, and these people are such, Allahu Akbar, and there are such people now also. And you just can admire them, we are far from what they are. They lose their eyesight, they are also happy. They lose, they become paralyzed, crippled, they are also happy. And we will be just complaining. So that story of Luqman alayhi salam is not just to mention it and to talk about it. Moreover, it is to bring it in our lives. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.